things by those who should have known better, namely the do-nothing hypocrites found within the four walls of the American church. I'd also noticed that simultaneously that these same hypocrites were going in the same direction. Guys, we're going to be up in just 1 second. Again, we had some conflictions going on with the outlets. Don't exactly know what's going on, but we are getting it fixed as we speak. We still haven't started the show yet, but we are in mode. And again, folks, just having some technical difficulties right now. And of course, it has to happen right when you're about ready to go on, right? Well, in fact, that's what's going on, my friends. That is, in fact, what is going on. And if it wasn't happening, we'd be wondering if we were on track. So with that said, we are going to be coming up here in just a moment. And you are going to hear this in just a second here. And we're going to kick it in. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, another rough start here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And folks, you have to understand something. That real warfare is very real for those that are in the spiritual warfare. To say the least, oh my goodness. I mean, folks, how many times I hear today and how many times you probably heard me mention this to you, but it is in fact a part of real life and reminds me of what John Calvin said concerning those that were called to a spiritual life, the heartaches, the trials, the tribulations, the badgering, so on and so forth, how it accompanies those that are called by the Spirit of God. So with that said, friends, anyways, we're back here. I've been doing a lot of thinking today. And I've thought about this for years as to what I'm going to share with you in just a moment here. And the reason I probably haven't shared it with you in a lot of cases is because of, well, there may be a stain of shame there. I'm not sure. I really don't know. Am I ashamed of what I'm going to share with you? I am in part. And so let me start right there. When I was a little kid, guys, a lot of people don't know this unless you've read my comic book, but it wasn't uncommon for me and my brother, because we were raised without a dad, to hear my mom at 3 and 5 years old getting beat up downstairs. I can hear it now. I can feel it now. I can remember my mom walking into the bedroom and asking us what she should do when she was bloodied and bruised by her boyfriend who broke into the house. I can hear it. And one of the things that I learned to do throughout the entirety of my life was to defend ourselves and to defend others, namely my mom, so this never happens again. And what's interesting is we moved 37 times as a kid, no joke, 37 times, Minneapolis, St. Paul. A majority of that was in Minneapolis area, South Minneapolis, bad area. You would call it the hood. We were raised in North Minneapolis. That was the majority of it. That was the hood. Hearing gunshots, bars on the windows, And it was just a part of who we were. I mean, there was every color imaginable that was in the mix, and we were all kind of in it together, and we all kind of knew we were in it together. But again, the lessons that I learned at a really young age is I have to protect. I have to defend. I didn't know anything else, and so it was with my brother. And so when it comes to my brother, it's interesting that, you know, my brother broke my nose a couple times. When I was 13 years old, I won city in boxing. So again, I had to learn all of this, right? And talking about my brother, it's interesting that he could beat me up. He'd give me black eyes. I mean, when he beat me up, he really beat me up. It wasn't just like, you know, calling me names and running to dad or mom, or in our case, mom. No, it was none of that. It was, if he was mad at me, he was going to take it out on me. And he was taking it out on me because he was angry because of the dad that was MIA too, and all the stuff that we were raised up in the sense of having to move 37 times. I mean, does anybody know what it's like having to move somewhere? You get into a situation where you're at a new school, and when you're at that new school, all of a sudden it seems like you just start to make friends. And before you knew it, you had to get up and you had to move again. Do that 37 times. I mean, seriously, it's almost like, whoa, that's crazy. The best part about it is we were central. We were in Minnesota, and it was in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So later on in life, if I had friends, they were still my friends, right? Because of all of the areas that we hit demographically or geographically, should I say, or should I say even both? Well, I'm telling you that for the reason that my brother, it was okay for him to beat up on me, but you better not beat up on me. Because if you do, then he's going to take care of you. So that kind of fell in line, right, until I got older and I was as big as he was. Well, I remember one time in particular, I was about 17, 18 years old. We just opened up a brand new Amoco in Northeast Minneapolis. And that's all been Muslimified now in a big way. But when I was 17, 18 years old, we opened that store. And I, as a matter of fact, I was the one that was used along with my friend Todd to open up that store. I'm all saying this so you understand line upon line, precept upon precept as to where I'm going now. And so we opened up that store, and I would take third shift. As a matter of fact, there was one time where I was about, I think, 5 or 10 minutes late. I don't even know if it was that long. I think I just missed the time that I was supposed to be in at work. And I couldn't be late because I was the guy that opened the store or picked up the shift, right? And everybody wanted to get out of there so third shift could take over. So anyways, with that said, there was a girl that was working with me and right before me, and I was just a couple minutes late in the process, we got robbed. And what he did, there was two guys, they took her, threw her in the bathroom. They made her take her clothes off. They didn't violate her that way, but they just robbed the store. Well, I come into work, and all of a sudden, I find out that I just missed that shift of being robbed. Who knows what they'd have done to me, because I would have been a male figure in that situation. And anyways, once I was working there, I remember this girl came in, and her name was Tracy. I remember that. And she had a thing for me as a young kid, and she tried to reach out to me, never had anything for her, didn't even really like her as a friend. But what happened is one day she had asked me to come to a wedding. It was a reception in North Minneapolis, and the thing about it is we always heard that her brother was a troublemaker, okay? So we were the kids that grew up with a lot of that stuff. We weren't looking for trouble because we were more, in part, protecting ourselves from the trouble that was there than we were actually advocating or actually playing the one that was perpetuating the trouble in any sense of the word. So we ended up going there just to meet her and her friends, and just nothing more than that to me anyways. And once we got there, it was interesting. One of the people told us to come outside because we had to go out there. And I was with my brother, and I was with one of my friends named Todd. And in the process of doing that, what was crazy about all of it is right when we got outside, I can still see the car now. And all of a sudden, here comes this girl that invited me to come to the wedding. Her troublemaking brother came out, and I noticed that they kept coming out, and they kept coming out, and kept coming out. Well, when you're raised up in the hood like that, you don't run. You don't skedaddle when it's time to actually deal with something, right? But folks, I got to tell you, the people kept coming and they kept coming and they weren't little guys. And I'm just thinking, okay, what's going on? Are we being set up here? And before I knew it, I bet there was eight of these guys surrounding my brother, myself, and my friend Todd. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm looking over at the building that they're still pouring out of, something's going on that we don't know, but yet we might be the reason that they're coming out. So they must be talking about doing something to us. And in the process, I just stood there and I was holding my ground and I kept seeing more and more and more people come out. And I'm just thinking, this is not good. Brian, can you hear me in thought? My brother, Todd, my friend, can you hear me in thought? Maybe we should probably get out of here because this is not going to end well in any sense of the word. Well, I did, friends. And what was interesting is all of a sudden one guy just jacks my friend Todd right in the mouth, breaks his jaw, ends up in the hospital for 3 days. His jaw was wired shut for 45 days, and I'll pick it up from here on the other side of the hour here. Be right back.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. If you want to get, I haven't told you the whole story, but if you want the testimonial, please do. We did this with a guy from Marvel and DC Comics, Danny Bulinati. It is available. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning. You will receive them within 3 to 5 days. Get one for someone that you can't reach, folks. Because it took us about a year and a half, 2 years to get that done right, and we did it right, and it is fantastic. But if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. If you want to go to social media platforms, you can do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. I was just talking about how we were raised up, and I'm trying to collect thoughts in the process of this, but I've been thinking about it for some time. And when we were kids, it was very common for us to hear my mom's boyfriends break in the house, beat her up, and then she'd come up to me and my brother at the age of 3 and 5 years old, can see it just as clear as day, and ask us what she was supposed to do. So we learned to protect at a very young age. And we learned to fight for ourselves at a very young age as well, because our dad was MIA. Well, in the process of that, I had a really good brother, but he was an angry brother, and a guy broke my nose twice. He gave me black eyes. So when he beat me up, he really beat me up. And when he got mad at me, I really, you know, was afraid of him, because I knew what it was going to feel like once he came after me, because it wasn't going to be some little sissy fight where he's going to call me a name and I'm going to run to mommy and she's going to protect me. It didn't work that way, especially when she wasn't around that much. But going fast forward, we opened up an Amoco in Northeast Minneapolis at 17, 18 years old. I was working third shift and just missed a robbery because I was a couple minutes late. And interesting, you know, with a lot of question marks around it as to what may have taken place. If I would have showed up on time, who knows? Only the Lord knows. And it was probably the Lord, obviously, that deterred me from being there on time, because somebody knew the time shift change, interestingly enough, as I think about that even now. But in saying that, I ended up meeting a girl there. Her name was Tracy, and I remember her liking me, and I didn't, there was no reciprocity. I didn't like her that way, and I wasn't sure if I even liked her as a friend. And ultimately what happened, she invited me to come to a wedding reception party in Northeast Minneapolis, and we ended up going there. And we also knew that her brother was a troublemaker. And so we weren't deterred by none of that. We just went, we were doing our thing. And all of a sudden, we were outside. It was me, my brother Brian, and my friend Todd. And I can see us standing there right now. And all of a sudden, these guys come out. And it was her brother, by the way, P.S. posted script, if I didn't say that during the first segment. And he was looking for trouble. And he came out, and I knew he was looking for trouble. And he came out with about 8 to 10 guys, I'm guessing, and they kind of surrounded us. And I wasn't really worried about it until I kept seeing more people funnel out, more guys funneling out. And I still thought to myself, you know, what's this situation? Never been in a situation quite like this one before. And so what happened is, as we're standing there, Todd, my friend, and my brother Brian, they weren't going to move. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself in thought, are you guys hearing me? Maybe we should get out of here. This ain't going to be good. Are you paying attention to all the people that are coming out after us right now? I think we're their entertainment. And sure enough, as I'm standing there, I see one of the guys throw the first punch, hits my friend Todd. And right when he hit my friend Todd, I thought everybody was going to skedaddle at that point. And so what happened is I ended up finding my brother, or should I say my brother found me, because I was right around the premise and the premises. And I said, well, what happened? And because he was doing the same thing I was in thought. He was getting out of that situation. Well, Todd didn't have the opportunity to do so, because what I didn't know is he hit the dirt real quick and all these other guys came in for the kill. And guess what they did, friends? They came in for the kill. And they broke his jaw. He was had a wired jaw for 45 days. The best part about that is he lost a lot of weight. And I don't know why, but that's always hung on me my whole life. And when I was doing the comic book, My War, it was interesting. Even when I came up on that topic, it wasn't something I was going to skirt. I wasn't going to dance around it. But there was shame there. And I can feel it even now. I feel it now in the sense of shame. I don't want that any part of me. I don't want it to be a part of me. I think that's one of the reasons I'm so adamant about giving people what the word says, without reserve, unadulterated, uncompromised, is because I will never, and I want you to hear me, I will never, ever again in this life turn from another fight. I don't care if there's a million people around me. I will not turn away from it. Now, I'm not talking about a battle with the flesh, friends. I'm talking about, and if it comes to that, I will defend myself. I will defend my family. But I am here to tell you that I will never turn away from a fight. As a matter of fact, what the Spirit of God has taught me is the fact that you're the one that's going to go in there and set the record straight as you preach my word. If they want the fight, then they can deal with my father. And that is how it's worked throughout the last 25 years of my ministry. Now, I want to go fast forward because it has everything to do with what we're talking about. The other day, I had showed you all some pictures of a said representative. We've had him on the show. He was a representative that he calls himself a Christian preacher. He has no business in the ministry. He goes out into a certain portion of the state of Minnesota and he tries to convince them that he will be there to represent the people. And so in other words, he's playing the problem solver, which we give him a big high five for that. And in the process of that, we had him on the show probably about 2 months ago, and we had asked him concerning the crimes of the said governor, Tim Walz, and the said attorney general, where are the articles of impeachment by this man that put himself in a position to be a representative of the people and stating to the people and selling himself to the people that he would do what he needed to do once he got into office? Well, he did that. But once he got there, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. And I got to tell you, friends, when I'm talking about this shamefulness, I see it all over again. When I see these guys that promise the constituents that they will do their job when they get in office, that's all they have to do is uphold the law. Again, after all, they swore that they would do just that with their hand in the Bible, right? Read Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23. But what's crazy about it is once he got to office and then we asked him the question, are you going to bring forth or where are the articles of impeachment? And we don't want to stop there concerning the treasonous acts of the governor and the said attorney general. We want to prosecute them once they're impeached, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And so what did he do? He stood there and he stared at me, dumbfounded, as if to suggest he didn't know that he was in office to actually do what he promised his constituents that he would do. Remember this picture, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com? Hey folks, remember how I told you throughout my life I had to defend, I learned how to defend. It was always been the Spirit of God in my life, and that's how he's trained me up. I didn't know it, but that's why I'm thinking about what I was thinking about today concerning what I shared with you the other day concerning this individual. This is them at the state capitol praying. And what's crazy about it is the guy has the audacity to pull these people there and tell them, let's pray. This is him right there. And then here's another one of him. This is all posted. He's a public person, so I'm having at it. But I'm ashamed of what he's tolerating because he's not protecting the constituents by doing his job, by fending off the wolves that mean to devour the sheep. And so what he does is he posts this on his page, unabashed, unashamed. His conscience is so dull, friends. He doesn't have enough common sense to understand that he's been put in place to magnify the crimes that he's praying to God to deal with because he himself isn't doing his part in doing so and honoring God. I'm ashamed of him. I'm ashamed of all these said representatives that see the crimes being committed by the governor and the attorney general, and they do nothing to protect the people by magnifying the law against their crimes. But I'll tell you what, the good news is that they're sitting back and they're praying to God that he'll do for them what they have failed to do in obligating themselves to God's commandments. Keep my commandments and live, it tells us in Proverbs 7:2. It's our wisdom in the sight of the nations to keep his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Deuteronomy 4:6. Deuteronomy is fantastic, friends. Exodus is fantastic. Read the Torah, the five books of Moses. Hey, folks, do you realize he's jeopardizing the lives of his constituents by not doing his job? I'm going to come right back to this and we're going to talk a little bit more about it. because I'll tell you what, folks, that shame is now moved into action because I'll never go down that road again by the grace of God.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible, and I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
You know, I was just thinking about this. The other day when I brought it up on the radio, I could have wrote an article in my sleep. This is how much it weighed on me. And I don't think people in office understand that they're going to be held accountable for what they tolerate. You know, I've said it so many different ways. And again, you guys know that that's the art of the radio, is saying the same things a different way. At least what matters here, and I know what matters here, is the heart of God. Americans need justice. And yet we have those that call themselves Christian conservatives in office praying to God that he'll do for them what they are failing to do for themselves and their constituents that they promise to protect and to serve. It's shameful. It's absolutely shameful in every sense of the word. I mean, when I look around in this circle, friends, there's some of these people that I recognize, and they're all the same types of people. They claim to be what it is that they are not. Hey, matter of fact, friends, if you look at what you have concerning what you call the left, you know whose fault it is? It's the right's fault. The Christian conservatives, a lack thereof, Matthew 5:13. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. You can say what you want to say, but the fact of the matter is you have corruption in the government. First, it starts in the church. But you have corruption within the halls of government because the right fails to condemn the lawless actions of the left. But again, here's the good news, friends. They're praying. That's all they have to do is pray and send out a little picture like this to their constituents and show them that they're heroes of the faith. I don't know what faith they're talking about, but it's definitely not what I find in Hebrews 11:32. It's definitely not the faith of a Moses. It's not the faith of a Joshua. It's not the faith of a Caleb. It's not the faith of Samson. It's not the faith of a Gideon. Oh my goodness, folks. It's not the faith of the prophets, who, by the way, are the ones accredited in the New Testament in chapter 11, verse 32, with the victories obtained. And it looks nothing like this, folks. This stuff is embarrassing. Here, let me show you something. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If this has anything to do with you and you're watching my show right now and you'd like to take recourse with me, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want you to see this. This is a list of corruption in federal government. I want you to pay attention to the fact that there never has happened before. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that they're usually convicted after they leave office. I don't know if you're aware of this in Illinois alone. Did you know that there was four governors that were actually thrown into prison after their tenures, their criminal tenures? But I want you to see this. I just looked this up, just off the cuff, just in thought. Look at all these officials, as they call themselves, that have been convicted. One judge, bribery. Another one, federal official gratuity. He was probably taking money from others or outside of those that he could take it from. Compensated representation in a proceeding which the United States is interested, codified as amended. I don't know what that is all about. Mail fraud, another gratuity, federal crime, another gratuity, payroll fraud, another one, conspiracy to defraud. Notice that as time goes on, the crimes, they pile up. Official bribery, mail fraud, bribery. Going down. And notice this didn't start until like 100 years after our forefathers established the country. As a matter of fact, let's go to the top one. The first one I see is 1913. There's also another one from 1873. Two of them, bribery. So it was 100 years, almost 100 years after the country was established. That's when we started to see bribery. And notice that's the generation that didn't see war. Okay? They may have seen the War of 1812, that's fine, but it wasn't the War of Independence. They didn't see the price paid in those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. Federal bribery, another one, conspiracy to defraud the United States, mail fraud, bribery, mail fraud, misuse of public funds, Travel Act concerning official conflict of interest, More of that revolving door, whatever that might be, conspiracy to defraud, mail fraud, bribery again. Oh, the list goes on. But they're convicted after they leave office. Doesn't that bother you? While they're in office committing the crimes, isn't it interesting how the powers that are tolerated protect the guilty? Just wanted you to see this. Let me go over here. I went over to another one. List of American federal politicians convicted of crimes. I'm just shooting from the cuff. We're doing live radio. I just want to show you this stuff is not hard to find. The crimes of politicians that are tolerated by the American people, they are not hard to find. I mean, in for some reason or another, the American people believe that those that are in office now, they're good, man. They're vetted. No, they're the worst of that this country's seen. Things are getting worse, not better. Hang on. I want you to listen to what Scripture says. Because that's what matters, not what I have to say. But I'm here to tell you that I am holding to Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Okay, let's go back to this. Just again, food for thought. Look at all of these people that are convicted. They were politicians convicted of crimes. And it starts again in 1776. There was actually somebody that was convicted. I wonder if his name happened to be the guy that sold out West Point, Benedict Arnold. No, don't see his name there. Move on. Going to the 1900s, there's a list. Going to the 20s in the 1900s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. My goodness, folks. Here's what's wrong with the country. Now, it goes back to the responsibility of the people that tolerate their crimes, doesn't it? And again, as I said, it starts in the church. Yep, it does. I'm going full circle, friends. But what I want you to know is this. If you're put into a position that you believe that God wants you to be in, then why is it that you're not obeying Him? Why is it that you're asking for Him to do for you what you believe He appointed you to do, and He's giving you the power to do it, yet you don't do it? That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I'm going to get to more of this in just a moment. We got Stacy calling in. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God, and they don't know it. They are deceivers, and they are deceiving themselves, like the verse you just quoted. And we have the ability to confront them, and that's the first thing we have to do. But it does go back to churches, because like I told you about my church, he's like, oh, you can do all these evil things and still be a Christian.
Yeah.
And it's unrepentant people at the helm thinking that their sin won't find them out. And they're deceived because they follow an idol they've made in their own image, not the first commandment, follow God. Have thou shalt have no other God before us.
Right.
Than Jesus Christ.
Yep. And I'm thinking of Psalm 50, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. He said in that particular scripture, namely chapter 50 of the book of Psalms, you thought that I was altogether such a one as yourself. I'm not. And that's exactly right, Stacy. The problem that I'm having with all of this is those that profess to be Christians that are in office that told the constituents that God has called them to be there. And once they get there, they fail to act concerning the power that the Lord has bestowed upon them to act upon. And I said that exactly how I needed to say it. And what's happening is it's shameful, because what these good Christian conservatives, again, a lack thereof, are responsible for, they are responsible for allowing the wolves to come in and attack the sheep, yet they're sitting there praying and doing nothing to ward off those wolves. That's the problem I'm having. And that's the whole purpose of a representative government, is to magnify the laws in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But that's not what they're doing. I'll give you the last word, Stacy.
Well, what we realize is that these are satanic followers. no matter what. They're being put into place by their little club that we're not in. And we have to recognize we have the power through Christ. And I believe that the truth, just speaking truth, makes a huge difference. And you speaking truth and speaking truth to everyone you find is the real, really a most important thing for us to do.
Amen. But I say this, Stacy, in response to that. As a matter of fact, I just wrote this right before the show. I was thinking about it. What if the apostles only prayed? Would there have been a book of Acts? Question mark.
Oh, no. I mean, we have to go out. We have to be fishers of men. We have to convict them of their sin. We have to tell these politicians, you're going to face the living God, and everything you've shown is bad fruit.
Yep.
And we have to run people who are good. Well, none of us are good, but we have to run honorable men who are trying to follow Christ.
Amen.
Instead of the wolves in sheep's clothing.
Amen. Totally appreciate the call. Hey, folks, in the worst, let me say it this way. In the best of saints is the worst of sinners, right? But praise God, they got the Holy Ghost. That's what makes us distinct.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty, and can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious, the giver makes you give." BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can see what we've been doing for the last 25 years. And we continuously do. We also have the Children of the Apostate, which, by the way, you're going to probably be seeing this in some national magazines next week. I'm sorry, a week after Yeah, probably about a week and a half down the road here now, because it is very pertinent. It applies and it's applicable to the very people we're talking about right now. And there is an admixture concerning what is being addressed. If there is a Here We Are book prophetically in this country, you read this and you tell me what your thoughts are. And you tell me that this is not exactly what's going on. And I'm talking about all the way up to Bonhoeffer. This book was written 9 months ago, and the movie Bonhoeffer just came out last Friday. And it also talks about Martin Niemöller and the comparisons as to what was going on in the past and what's going on in the present, which only shows us history repeats itself when we don't learn from history. Children of the Apostate, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. Final segment, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. I want to get back to this. When I'm talking about being, you know, where I was raised, where I had to learn to defend, you know, what's interesting is I learned, and I've told people this before, and people that know me, it's absolutely true. I'm a back watcher. I told my friend Ray Comfort that once. I said, Ray, I've been watching your back for 20 years. And he said, well, I appreciate you doing that. Isn't that what we're all supposed to do, one for another? Absolutely. Isn't that what Paul did? You know, the guy that wrote the book of Acts? Just imagine if he didn't act and just prayed like the people I'm highlighting today. There would have never been a book called the book of Acts. When you go to 2 Corinthians 11:2, what does it say? This is exactly the truth. I think people think when they listen to a guy like me that there's some ulterior motive involved here. Like, I get something out of the deal for going out there and putting my neck on the line. If that's the case, I should have quit a long time ago because there's been very, very little reciprocity. Well, we didn't covet your gold. We didn't covet anything that you had. Both Samuel and Paul said the same exact thing. And so was Bradley Dean. Why do you do what you do? Well, 2 Corinthians 11:2 tells us, I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I promised you to one husband to present you a pure virgin to the Christ. Pure, right? For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. That's right. In other words, who I'm protecting, first of all, I'm correcting, I'm reproving, and I'm instructing by the inspiration of the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, by telling you don't claim to be something that you are not. Either get the uniform on or get it off. There is no in between. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Don't sit there and call yourself something that you are not. There's a heavier condemnation for people that do that. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Okay? First and foremost. But what did Paul do? He was jealous over his people. Doesn't it also tell us in the book of Philippians 1, verse 17, that he preached out of love and that he was set for the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Social media platforms, friends, I'm here to tell you right now, this is a lack of Christianity. When you have a said representative that claims to be a man of God that's in office and has the power to bring forth the articles of impeachment and prosecution of that of a said governor and an attorney general that are both guilty of treason, as you all know they are guilty of, and does it not, but gathers a bunch of people together and teaches them to hide behind prayer, that is not a man of God. That is not a man of God. You know what he's doing? He's teaching them men to live self-defeated and condemned lives. First of all, it tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7 that he's not been given us unto us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. I want to say this. When you go to 21 verse 8 of Revelation, notice the first group of people that are thrown into hell. The fearful. The unbelieving. The abominable. You know, it's interesting about that also, and I'm thinking of Proverbs 28, and I don't know where some of these scriptures went. It's kind of amazing how they just kind of disappear during the show, and I'm not saying I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that sometimes it's pretty crazy. When you go to Proverbs 28, it tells us in verse 9, what does it say? Well, let me go to that which precedes that. They that forsake God's moral law, by the way, when you go into the Capitol building, his law is everywhere. Go to the Supreme Court. Look at the inscriptions on the walls. Look at the Bible they put their hand on. They swore to uphold his laws against all what? That violates it. When you look at Proverbs 28, it tells us before Proverbs 28, verse 9, that they that forsake God's government praise the wicked. What are they doing? Isn't that crazy? They that forsake God's government praise the wicked. Yep. In other words, when they give way to corruption, it shows you who they fear. They serve their fear of man, not the fear of God. And the only thing that's going to remove the fear of man is the fear of God. This is not the fear of God, folks. And I'm not throwing them all in one lump. But I am saying for a majority, especially those that put this on at the Capitol, they're shameful. They're worthless. They're an embarrassment. They're shameful. That is exactly the word. Let me go back. 28 verse 9. It says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. You know what it says right after that? This is what you need to hear. Because most people don't keep it in context when they should. Again, what does it say in 28 verse 9 in Proverbs? He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. What does it say right after that? Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray by not upholding the laws against those that are committing crimes against them, and they swore to do so. What does it say? He causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way. He shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. You know what we're missing in this country more than anything else, friends? Courage. That's what we're missing. We're missing courage. And I'll tell you what, it's when you meet the Christ at the cross. I mean, you want to talk about courage? And nobody's done it better than the Christ. He endured it all. He went to the face of it all. He was appointed to face off with the enemy. And guess what, friends? Even at the cost of his own life, he won the day. It was the first and the last mistake of the enemy to have him crucified. But he did it anyways. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But they did. Guess what they found out? That was the end of the works of the enemy. And all those that followed the Christ and endured the cross and in denying themselves were given power over all the works of the enemy because he won it for us. Luke 10:19. Read your Bibles. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie really quick. Margie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? You got about 2 minutes. It's all yours.
Okay. Hey, Bradley. So, you know, I've been trying to get you into this high school, and my sister gave me the number of representatives whose kids go there. And so about a month ago, I emailed her. I gave it a week and a half, no response. So then I called and left a message with her assistant. Haven't heard anything. So about 3 days ago, I emailed her again, and now today I left another message. It's like, really?
Oh, really?
Communicate with me.
Oh, I know.
You know, and
yeah.
It's like, I hear she's a good Christian woman.
Yep.
She's, you know, adopted some children and cares. I met her at an Alpha News meeting. I'm frustrated. I need her backing. And I want to get you into this school. There's a lot of kids there. My teacher works, or my sister works in this district, and there's a lot of kids that parents are on drugs. They're just not there for their kids. They need the work.
You know what the problem is, though, Margie? I got to say this. You got to hear this. 86% of the people that are dropping their kids off in those public schools that are being indoctrinated by their sworn enemies, that are being raised up by their sworn enemies, are the good Christians of the communities. That's the problem. Stay the course, Margie. It's taken us a year and a half to actually get some of these schools for the record. We'll talk to you guys soon in 23. Got you for 2 hours. See ya.